From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Troy Maxson is a home run king in the Negro Baseball League. He believes racism cost him the chance to play in the majors. The story of this bitter man is told in August Wilson's drama Fences. It won the 1987 Pulitzer Prize. Troy Maxson has been compared to some of theater's most powerful and tormented leading men.
Troy Maxson is Othello, Macbeth, Willie Loman. Combined.
And we're focusing on Troy Maxson today for our series, In Character. You just heard Kenny Leon speaking. He's a prominent director of August Wilson plays. The actor who originated the role on Broadway is James Earl Jones. NPR's Allison Keyes spoke with Jones about his all-time favorite fictional character.
James Earl Jones has been Othello, and he's played many other iconic roles, from boxer Jack Johnson in The Great White Hope to King Lear to Darth Vader. But Jones has great affection for Troy Maxson, a man he describes as a very hungry person.
That doesn't forgive everything he does or says, because he's very cruel also. But it allowed me to like him, you know. It allowed me to love him. He's a man who's wanting.
That wanting leads Troy into gut-wrenching problems. He destroys his son's chance at a college football scholarship, believing whites won't let Corey play. Then there's Troy's infidelity with a Florida gal with hips as wide as the Mississippi after 18 years of marriage to Rose.
The reason he has the affair is because he just wants, and his wife cannot give him all he wants. And that's a psychic hunger that was developed in his childhood with his father in the South and on the farm, and developed in prison, developed in the baseball world that he occupied for a while.
Troy Maxson served 15 years in prison for murder before meeting Rose and taking a job as a garbage man in Pittsburgh. Now he, like so many other poor blacks in 1957, struggles to eke out an existence in a city that doesn't embrace them. Still, Troy's a captivating man despite his challenges. In the 1987 Broadway production of Fences, actress Mary Alice's Rose laughs while Troy tells a friend how he courted her.
Look here, Bono, when I met this woman, got out of that place, said, hitch up my pony, saddle my mare. There's a woman out there for me somewhere. Look here, look there. Saw Rose and latched on to her. I latched on to her and told her, I'm going to tell you the truth. Told her, baby, I don't want to marry. I just wants to be your man. And she told me, tell him what you told me, Rose.
I told him if he wasn't the marrying kind, then move out the way so the marrying kind could find me.
I think August may have written that part for James Earl Jones.
Actress Tamara Tooney saw James Earl Jones in the original Fences production and thinks Jones looks like the Troy August Wilson envisioned. Wilson described Troy as a man striving to fill out his largeness and wrote that Troy's size and blackness informed his sensibilities and the choices he made in life.
When I saw James Earl Jones on Broadway, he looked like he was, you know, 7 feet tall and just took up the entire stage.
Tooney played Troy Maxson's wife, Rose, in the recent Kennedy Center production and says Troy Maxson has an irresistible everyman spirit.
As Rose, even when we were fighting and arguing, I just love that man.
Tooney says that's one of the reasons Rose doesn't leave when Troy has the affair. Rose, she explains, buried her own hopes and dreams and accepted her husband's flaws because that's what one does in a marriage.
It has nothing to do with Rose or his relationship with Rose, or I think his relationship with any particular woman. I think Troy is, as you said, hungry, and I think he's very dissatisfied with life and the position that he has been put in because he was a black man in the 50s. And so I think it's really his anger and bitterness at life's disappointments that cause him to do the things that he does.
Again, Fences director Kenny Leon.
He has an honesty that most people don't have. I mean, when his wife says to him, Troy, all I want to know is, are you going to leave this woman? And he says, I can't do it. You know, I sit up in her house and she makes me laugh. That's a man who didn't have to say that. He goes, yeah, I'm going to leave this woman alone. But he doesn't, because he can't. He is a very honest, direct, complex, flawed character.
Not only does Troy confess his affair to Rose, he then asks her to raise the other woman's baby after she dies in childbirth. James Earl Jones still remembers how the audience reacted.
and I'm in front of the audience, and they're laughing, and he's a great storyteller. But once I bring the bastard child home, especially the women in the audience began to hate me. True. And they began to talk back at me. They began to say, "Drown the damn baby." Words like that would come from the audience.
Rose agrees to raise the baby, but tells Troy he's a womanless man. Along with the fallout from Troy's affair, the Maxons also must deal with the smoldering tension between Troy and his son Corey. One can feel it, like a disease eating away at the family's foundation. In this scene from the 1987 Tony Awards broadcast, Troy's son is played by Courtney B. Vance.
How come you ain't never liked me?
Liked you? Who in the hell ever said, "I got to like you"?
Troy orders Corey to come stand in front of him.
Ask your question. What law is there to say, "I got to like you"?
None.
All right then.
Troy doesn't provide for his son because he likes him.
It is my job. It is my responsibility. You understand that? A man got to take care of his family. You live in my house. You sleep your behind on my bedclothes. You put my food in your belly because you are my son. You are my flesh and blood, not because I like you. It is my duty to take care of you. I owe a responsibility to you. Wait now. Let's get this straight right now. But go along any further. I ain't got to like you. Mr. Rand, don't give me my money come payday because he liked me. He give me because he owed me. Now, I didn't give you everything I had to give you. I gave you your life. Your mama and me worked it out between us. And liking your black ass was not a part of the bargain. And don't you try and go through life worried if somebody like you or not. You best make sure that they are doing right by you. You understand what I'm saying, boy?
Yes, sir.
Certainly we know those men who have been brought up, in a very hard and difficult life, and the way that they show love is not the way that you would expect it.
Actress Tamara Tooney says Troy is only trying to keep his son from suffering the same disappointments the father went through.
That is how he expresses his love. And so you have to see beyond the surface and the harshness of the words and really listen to what he's saying. And I think Troy Maxson is a remarkable man. And certainly, you know, I have met those kinds of men who you think are so harsh and bitter and angry. And it's really, you know, from a deep place of disappointment.
James Earl Jones believes the reason Troy's story resonates is that August Wilson's words paint a deft portrait that's familiar to everyone, regardless of race. Jones says Troy Maxson is so universal that his story and that of his family will be eternal. Allison Keyes, NPR News.